Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to time to talk about it with your host, Pastor W. Cheever Porter. Thanking you, and you for being there on time to talk about it here today. Thank you for being here with us, you. We love you, we really do. And we are praying for each one of you. And we trust that you have a good day today. And know that you are safe. Practice safety today. Oh, and your life may depend on it. Here is Sister Diane.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords. You are that conquering Lion of Judah. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Father, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, Lord, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, Lord, Father, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers, Lord, Father. We thank you most of all, Lord, Father, even answering our prayers, Lord, Father. Father God, knowing that nothing is too hard for you, Lord, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you for all that you have done, Lord, Father, for you say you'll never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord Father. Father, from the time we begin this prayer list, Lord Father God, till now, Lord Father. Father God, you have touched so many lives, Lord Father God, upon this prayer list, Lord Father, and we thank you, Lord, as we continue, Lord Father God, to touch and agree with those that are asking for prayer, as well as our listeners, Lord Father. Father, I hold before you Miss LaDonna's family right now, Lord Father, and the loss of her brother, Lord. Father God, comfort them, Lord Father God, in this time right now. Give them that peace that passes all understanding, Lord Father. And Father God, knowing, Lord Father God, that you're such a merciful and loving God, Lord Father, we ask you to wrap your arms around them right now. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we hold before you Etta Bolden right now, Lord Father. Touch her body right now, Lord Father. Father, as we come against breast cancer right now, Lord Father, we know, Lord Father God, that that is not too hard for you to take care of, Lord Father. That is not too hard for you, Lord Father God, to heal, Lord Father. And we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for your healing virtue just flowing through and through her, Lord Father, as we send forth healing to her body right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Krista Flores right now, Lord Father. Father, as she lay in that coma, Lord Father, we ask, Lord Father, that all those that come and visit, Lord Father, or praying for her, Lord Father God, speak life, Lord Father. And if she don't know you as your Lord and her Lord and Savior, Lord Father, Father, touch that person, Lord Father God. that would lead her to it, Lord Father. Speak to that spirit man right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for touching her right now. In the name of Jesus, as we speak life, Lord Father, life to that body right now. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Isaac Kennedy, Lord Father. Father God, that has pneumonia, Lord Father. We ask you to touch him right now, Lord Father. Touch his lungs right now, Lord Father. Dry the fluid up around his lungs right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, let us touch and agree, Lord Father, those, Lord Father, family members in the hospital, Lord Father, as they go and visit, Lord Father, they speak life, Lord Father. Father God, they speak, Lord Father, to whatever sickness, Lord Father, that their loved one is dealing with right now in the name of Jesus, Father, as they become one, Lord Father, coming on one accord, Lord Father, calling upon your name for healing, Lord Father. Father, as we are touching and agreeing with them right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Mr. Johnson, Lord Father, that has suffered a stroke, Lord Father, and lost his speech. Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father, as he go through therapy, Lord Father. You strengthen, Lord Father, that voice box right now, Lord Father. We thank you for his speech back right now in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, if he don't know you also, Lord Father, as his Lord and Savior, Lord Father, let someone, Lord Father God, lead him, Lord Father, to it, Lord Father. Whether it be a shake of the head, Lord Father God, a blink of an eye, Lord Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for him, Lord Father, accepting you as his Lord and Savior, knowing that there is no other God but you, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Lisa Bastone, Lord Father God. We also, Lord Father God, hold all those others, Lord Father God, that are diagnosed with COVID-19, Lord Father. We speak to their immune system right now, Lord Father God. Father God, touch them right now in the name of Jesus, as we say, immune system be every bit whole right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, touch their minds right now, Lord Father. Touch their hearts right now, Lord Father, that they may call upon you, Lord Father, and not just ask for prayer, Lord Father, but they're praying as well, Lord Father, as we touch and agree with them right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, so many things, oh God, is happening, Lord Father. Father God, even when it's not COVID-19, Lord Father, they're saying it's COVID-19, Lord Father. So, Father God, touch the hearts of your people, Lord Father. Father God, that they will see the need, Lord Father, for prayer, Lord Father, praying for the nation. Father God, praying for their neighborhoods, praying for their family, their unsaved loved ones, Lord Father, to come into the knowledge, come into your kingdom right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we thank you and glorifying you, Lord Father, for all that you're doing, all that you have done and about to do, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for keeping us, Lord Father, in the ark of safety, Lord Father. We thank you as we continue, Lord Father, to cover ourselves, Lord Father, our homes, our neighborhoods, our loved ones, Lord Father, covering us, Lord Father God, under the blood, Lord Father. As you see that blood, Lord Father, you will pass over, Lord. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, Lord Father, over this airways right now, Lord Father, as it continue to touch many nations, Lord Father, touch the people, Lord Father. Father, as they listen to the broadcast, whether it be on the phone, Lord, whether it be on the computer, Lord Father, touch them right now, Lord Father, as the word come forth, Lord Father. Father God, let change come forth within their lives, Lord, in their minds, in their bodies, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. And Father, we cancel every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast. Anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, Father God, we render it null and void. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we say, have your way. We thank you for healing and deliverance upon this broadcast, Lord. Father God, touch the listeners, Lord, Father. Those, Lord, Father, that may need prayer, Lord, Father, let them not be ashamed, oh God, to press that one button, Lord, Father God, to ask for prayer. Father, if they don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord, let them press that one button, Lord, Father. Father, if they had that praise report, knowing, Lord, Father, that we was touching and agreeing with them, Lord, Father, in prayer, Lord, Father, let them not hold back that testimony right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I ask you to decrease my apostle, my bishop, my pastor, Lord, Father, as the word come forth, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for that rhema word like never before, Lord, Father, knowing that your people, Lord, Father God, is seeking for that. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen and amen again. Praise the Lord. I guess you hear me. You got to pray for me right now, right? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we thank God for the prayers that are going up. And we also praying for a dear friend of mine in the ministry in Fort Lauderdale. Lost her husband, Apostle Mary Claire in Fort Lauderdale. Apostle died. And we will just send your condolences to her and her family, okay? To her and her family, all right? It's so many people who's passed, so many pastors going, so many apostles are going, and so far, people are leaving here different times, and we don't know if all of them going through the virus. Excuse me. We don't know if all of them are going through with the virus, okay? Because some may be going another way, and they just say that, you know, we don't know. Because we ain't sure about too much anything, is we? Amen, amen, amen. We're just sure we're here today. Amen, we're here today. Amen, amen. All right, I'm just going to give it a short word here. Recognize your responsibilities and you will see your opportunities. Recognize your responsibilities and you will see your opportunities. All right? Recognize your responsibilities. You know, that's a message all by itself, wouldn't it? We thank God for Bishop Porter. I thank God for him carrying the word on the previous broadcast. You know, I thank God for you that were listening.
Amen.
And all. Thank God. Thank God for you today. Now, I may not can make it all the way through, bless God, but we know we have somebody that can take up the slack. Ain't that right?
Amen.
Amen. Somebody can take up the slack. You know, and it could be Sister Diane, right? Oh, we know we got Pastor Sharon out there, you know. Now, you say, how do you know she's out there? Don't worry about it. She there. She's a faithful woman of God. She's a faithful woman of God. You know, that's how I know she's faithful. Okay, and we thank God for Bishop Porter carrying on the previous broadcast. You know, we thank God for it. But you know, The devil, he always try to stop people, don't
That's
he?
Right.
And you really don't know, you don't know how he going to do it. All you know is you got a good flow going, then all of a sudden, boom, something come up. Something just interfere, don't it? I tell you, the devil is a mean devil, ain't he? Amen. And he do not care nothing about you or I. Okay? He don't care how we feel. Don't care how much we desire to preach the word and to do what God say. He going to put something in the way. And believe me, he don't stop either, do he? Especially when it get good. Well, praise God. I tell you, I'm going to try. Okay, you pray for me, praise. Are you praying for me? I'm going to ask you a question. Are you praying for me? Come on now. Come on. Tell the truth. Yeah, I need your prayers right now. Right now, every one of you, I need your prayers. And then some. Get your watch party or your whatever party, hearing party or whoever it is, and tell them about it, you know. You know, encourage us. Call us. Encourage us. We certainly would like to be encouraged by you. Yes, you, wherever you are. We'd love to have to know that you are there. Bless God. And praying for us, too. Amen. As we pray for you, we know these are praying times. This is a time for everybody to pray. That means if you never prayed before, you need to start praying right now. Let your voice be heard. Let your voice be heard. I mean, we have a lot of different opinions running all wild throughout the world. Everybody got opinions. So why not let yours be heard? Okay. I'm getting there. Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, maybe you don't want to hear it, maybe you do. But today, I'm going to go on where we've been going because it seems so important in this day and time. Okay? Every time you look around, something else is going on. Okay? And today we even heard how crazy things are in some other states. We are crazy here in Florida, but in some other states it's crazier than we are. The people are doing some crazy stuff. It is time for you to do what? To make your voice be heard. And when you make your voice be heard, you make it be heard in a world of what? Uncertainties. You make it be heard in a world of uncertainty. See? Now, this word, I mean, I guess it just keeps coming in the air. So, I'm going to start right with the chapter 20 of Second Chronicles and the 12th verse. I'm going to start there. Okay. Oh, our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Now, you know, we can stop right there and praise God with that verse. We can stop right there. Praise God. You know why we can stop there? It talks about the age that we're in now, the time where things are going on now, huh? Right now. And the enemy, see, The enemy's might is mighty against us.
Yes,
Lord. Nobody knows what to do. Nobody has an answer. Nobody has an answer. So this is these are in uncertain times. Do you get the picture? These are uncertain times. One, you don't know who's sick, who got it. Two, you got nuts that's going to try to help you get it. Three, they're using the virus to cause mayhem, violence, and murder all over. Do you see how uncertain these times are? You're not safe going to the store. You're not safe going to the gas station. You're not safe going to the hospital. And something I seen kind of odd, you ain't even safe at the funeral. Uncertain things are happening. All over. You see what this word say? Go, God, will thou not judge them? Yes, he is going to judge them. But we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. We do not have any might. We don't have no cure. We don't have no strength. But there's plenty of fear running around. Think about it now. There's plenty of fear running rampant from coast to coast.
Yes, Lord.
It's sad, but it's real. I know there's a bunch of people that say it's not real and there's no such thing as virus. I know you said it wasn't no such things as a flu. There wasn't no such thing as the bubonic plague. There's no such thing as Ebola. You always saying there's no such thing and millions are dying. Now, what you say about that? How can you be so out of touch with reality? They weren't using a machine gun to kill them. Some people were dying. Going to the hospital, they don't come back out. See? But we are in a state of uncertainties because some of us fail to look at reality. It's happening. It is happening. Just because you can't go here or there anymore, you can't spend all your light money up out there buying at the mall, you're getting mad. You can't go to the ball games or what have you. Spend all your money there and your children sitting up home hungry. You bring about a lot of the uncertainties in your life. Do you get the picture? Now, you may not like it, but truth is the light. If you don't like it, do something about it. Do something about it. It's your responsibility to do something about it. I don't mean commit mayhem or killing nobody, running over nobody. I don't mean all that violent stuff. One, you could call on the name of the Lord. You know you've been taught from young. Most children have been taught very young about who God is. If you don't want to accept it now, that's your responsibility. Ain't nobody else at fault but you. Your uncertainty came because you failed to believe on the Lord God Almighty. You failed to believe him. You failed to believe the word. The word that you got, the Bible you got. You got how many Bibles in your house? Count your Bibles. Then look through them and see how many of them you've been reading. How many of them Bibles you done been in? Not one. You got every version there is that came out, but you don't believe in God. Why you bought the Bible if you don't believe in it? And you, then you don't read it. That's your responsibility to read it. What, you want somebody to read it to you? All right. You're not blind. You read it yourself. And if you was blind, you could hear it. Ain't no excuse. There's a Bible you can get in sign language. They got sign language. They got all kind of ways you can get the word. So it's your responsibility to get it. You want God to move for you, right? You want God to take care of the enemy, don't you? Because you don't know what to do. You know, one of the things is we need to acknowledge the fact is, God, we at a loss here. We don't know what to do here. Is should I or shouldn't I today? We got to decide. They're making you decide, should I send my child to school or should I not? So who they putting responsibility on? You. Huh? They putting it on you. You say, why are you talking about this today? It needs to be talked about because we are living in the time of uncertainty. Everything is uncertain. You don't even know what kind of food you eat. One minute they say half of it is plastic and it looks like it's real and they're selling it to the store. You buy a certain kind of rice and thinking you eating rice, but you eating some man-made rice looking real and you cooking it, eating it, wondering why you sick. They tell you, say, did you check your rice? No, did you check your everything, meat included. You know, you got to watch, you know, that fake lobsters and stuff and all that stuff, fake stuff. You don't know which piece is plastic.
Oh, Lord, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
See, you get in there thinking you getting having some fake lobster. I tell you, don't give me no fake lobster. I can't hardly trust the real one. See, uncertain. Everything is. The food they grow has been injected. The chickens and the hogs and everything else they got out there been boosted up with what, injections to make them get fat and big and make you think you got some good old meat. And you wonder why you're sick. Huh? The doctor said, well, don't eat no more red meat. Don't eat no more this kind of this or that. And you say, I ain't doing it. I'm going to eat me something. Well, it's killing you. Uncertain things are happening. All through the land. Take notice. Don't make an excuse for it. Huh? Listen, follow instructions, huh? Listen closely to what is going on today. Have you ever thought about the farmers high? The farmers can't grow their food no more. They don't want them to grow food. Why they don't want them to grow food? Because they want to give you that other kind of food that ain't no good. Not even real. They make it, everything got a substitute. Everything got a substitute. They even trying to substitute people. Cloning people. Next you don't know whether that woman or man you seen was real or not. They look like they is, and when you touch them, they feel like they is.
Come on now.
See?
The
Everything. Everything is uncertain. Do you hear me now? Huh? Everything. Don't you think that, oh, I can tell. No, you can't. I got some rice that I always, well, I said right, because I have got some rice. I have always buy a certain kind of rice. But this particular time I got some rice, I think I got it from another store. And it cooked it, I say, man, this don't taste like no real rice to me. I said, I don't want no more of this. I can't take this. Nope, nope, nope. I say from now on I'm gonna have to stop buying that rice. Don't eat none. You see what I'm saying? Don't eat none. Things in life today, hey, you don't even know what church you're going to. You going to church and you say, oh, it looks so lively. Oh, they just have a good time over there. Oh, my, that music is good. But, you know, I heard a preacher say, which is right, which is right. They get up and the music play long time. And when the preacher get up there, they don't want to hear the preacher but 5 minutes.
Come on now.
What good was that music? You ain't worshiping God. You worshiping each other. You want to see what kind of dance each one of you could do. Huh? So, are you in the church you're supposed to be in? You need to get there to get the word. But when you go, something strange be happening, and you be looking at strange stuff and be saying to yourself, that ain't nothing but God trying to tell you you're in the wrong place. Something wrong here, something wrong here, something wrong here. And you keep staying because you're uncertain about whether you hear God or not, whether God will talk to you. People are so uncertain about the realness of Jesus Christ. See, you allow people and their ideas to contaminate you. This is what we do today. They sound good. Well, they sound good. Well, they over there sound good. Over here, you got a whole devil bunch. You got two men married running the church.
Oh,
and you want to go over there because, oh, they just sang so beautiful. Oh, he just preached so beautiful. Do he preach the word? If they preach the word, then they'll preach on themselves.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Preach,
my, my, my,
come on,
my. See the uncertainties today? We have people that's running from church to church to church because when they start hitting home, hitting on their sin, they want to run and go to another church. And when they get there, they're going to hit on their sin too because God is going right along with you to tell you, say, I've been trying to get your attention. But you, I don't know God when I hear it. Why come I don't know God? Then you got to depend on somebody else's God to hear what God's saying. My, my, my. Hallelujah, anyhow. Huh. See what he said? He said, when we don't know what to do, we don't know what to do today. From the head of the country to the lowest one, don't know what to do. Every prophet is giving you a word, and it's uncertain because they are different words, and you don't know what to do. Did you hear me? But all I can say is like the scriptures say right here, in the same verse, but our eyes are upon thee. our eyes upon God. Keep focus on God. I can't tell you that enough. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus Christ. When everything else fails and you can't find an answer, keep your eyes on Jesus. Stop looking at everything that sounds like it's good. It's just what it is, sounding like. That means it's not real. Get in the way. In the first place, let's put you on the first ground, on the ground floor. And the first thing you should have paid attention when you've been in church to the complaint. Well, he can't preach. He don't preach like somebody else. Well, they ain't supposed to preach like somebody else. They supposed to preach like God told them to preach or teach, whichever it is. Oh, my God, my God, my God. I'm talking about we all want to go to heaven, but we want to go to an invitation heaven. We want to go to a heaven that pleases us, that go along with our religious thoughts. Well, God don't deal with it. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. God is absolute. He is. Not you. He is. Your thoughts are not like his thoughts. See? Just because he gave you power over all the power of the enemy don't mean you're going to take God's place. See, everybody want to build their own kingdom. Their own kingdom. See, this is what they're doing. Well, I'm having the biggest building. I'm having the most of people. How many people you got? When you hear people saying how many people you got, you don't need to be messed with them people, because that's all they think about is how many and how much money you draw in. And you and them gets to bragging about how much money you draw, how much money you get in your offerings and y'all just sit around and that's your conversation. Well, how many people really got saved? We ain't talking about those that came up and said it because of emotions at that moment. How many really gave their lives to the Lord? How many are worshiping the Lord? I know y'all say I'm kind of hard, rough. I ain't rough. I'm just telling you the truth. See? It's the truth. It goes for me. Goes for you. It goes for the next guy, too. It goes for all of us. No matter how high you think you are, how low you are, the word goes for you too. That's all. I'm no exception. I got to abide by it too. You know? I'd rather have God to chastise me than anything else. I don't want to lose my soul. I'd rather get chastised by God. Because sometimes we do go too far, think differently than what we ought to. Do it from time to time, but they don't stay there. Huh? They turn their eyes right back on Jesus. Huh? Where they can still swim above the water. Oh, my God, my God. You know God is good to me. And he's good to you. So why not appreciate it? Why not honor him, glorify him, magnify him? I don't care. You may not be perfect, but you can still praise God. You can still honor him. You can still worship him because you have to keep your focus on him. The devil is coming. If he ain't been to your house yet, he'll be there soon. He visited everybody's house. Care if you bishop, pastor, chief bishop, chief apostle, chief, whoever you are. No matter what you are, he going to visit your house. Whether you are ready or not, he say, here I come. So don't say he devil don't bother me. Somebody did say that one time, and I asked him, I said, well, if he ain't, he going to be there soon. I think it was a pastor, too. I say, what? I said, what you mean, devil? Oh, no, devil don't come to my house. Oh, no, oh, he don't bother me. I said, well, if he don't, something wrong with you. You see? Well, I guess that's why I lost a lot of friends. You know, praise God. But it's the truth. He going to find, if he have to get your children, your wife, your husband, your mama, your uncle, your aunt, that favorite sister, brother, whatever, cousin or whoever, or your job, he'll take your job. Something he going to do to aggravate you and antagonize you. See, don't think you got it made because you ain't got it made. When you get into heaven and you really get in there with Jesus, then you can say, hey, hallelujah, I got it made. I'm here. Well done. See, but he got to say that good and faithful servant when he say well done. See, because when you look around, you may be well done all right in hell. No. Hello. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, that's the way the devil is, huh? He tests everybody. He go after everybody because he was made, as the Lord said, he was made what? To destroy, steal, kill, and destroy. Does that sound like any good thing? Nothing good comes out of that until you repent of all the wickedness that you are doing. Notice I say are doing. Now, it said the wickedness you are doing, I say, but we're not talking about your faults. Huh? Your faults is not in the same category with your wickedness. See? That hatred is a wicked thing. I tell you something else that's a wicked thing. Jealousy. Jealousy is a wicked thing to have in your life. Be jealous of anybody or anything. Because when you are jealous, you do what? Anything. You do the wickedest thing you can think about to the person. And you take and spend all your money over to them soothsayers and hoodoo people. That's what you do. Trying to fix the person up because you jealous of them. That's a wicked person. Do you get the picture? Now, you got little faults that God have the elders pray for. You got faults. I got some, too. Everybody got some faults. Nobody want to talk about them, though. They'll say, well, I thought you were saved. I am saved. But do you remember what James said, didn't you? When you call for the elders, right? Let them pray for you, over you, anoint you with oil, huh? And while they're praying, what is happening now? God going to do what? Forgive your faults. See, I say faults. Okay? Because we all got faults. Now, that cussing, I don't know what that is. You know how you can't stop cussing? But you say, well, I'm saved, and you right in church, and you be preaching your heart out and cussing. you'll say some cuss words. I'm not talking about them cute words. You'll say some ugly words. You say you ain't never heard, you ain't never heard that, but that's because you don't listen good. I said to you, when you there, when you in church, try listening instead of looking at what the preacher got on and his gestures and is he looking at Sally Sue or somebody he looking at, you know, we got all kind of distractions in church services while church is going on and the word being preached. If we not sleep. Because after all the music stops, time for the word, you go to sleep. You can look right around in the church and see people sleep. You know, ask them what I did. I said, I'm going to kill this here. I went to the dollar store, got me some water guns. And if I'm preaching, everyone that's asleep, I'll shoot them with a water gun. Wake them up. You say, that's terrible. No, it ain't. It's terrible because the word is coming forth and you sleep and you wasn't asleep when the music was going. You want to shout all over, knock all the chairs up and everything else. See? You can't make up your mind. Such uncertain worship. That's an uncertain worship you're doing, you're performing. All you want to hear is the music. Oh, y'all got music? Everybody asked that. Oh, y'all got music? I said, no, I ain't got none. Well, not the kind you said, my. I got music, but I ain't got that kind. What you want? You want a full band. I don't have a full band. See? If you pay your tithes and offerings and your pastor, give your pastor and all of that, do all of that, you can have some music because you got to pay them guys. Now, how you come to church talking about you want to, it ain't a line and just duh. Well, did you put some money in to help pay the musicians so we can have one? No, I ain't giving my money to the church, but you're going across town over there and you put your money in there. What kind of confidence are you having here? Is it in God or is it in that man with the music? You want a full production like what you see on TV. Those people pay a lot of money to do what they do on TV. Even that Sunday Best you like to look at. A lot of money being shelled out for you to see that. In the churches that has this full orchestra and all of this kind of musical composition going on, they shell out a lot of money. Dude, let me tell you, those people don't come cheap. They got to pay out thousands of dollars. Now, if they don't get no offerings in, they can't have that kind of music. Now you mad. It's uncertain. About serving Jesus Christ because you ain't heard what you want to hear. Well, why don't y'all get this celebrity over there? I'm not into just making sure if the celebrity ain't saved, really have some kind of salvation going here, real salvation. I'm not talking about money type. I only ask those that God lead me to ask. I'm not asking anything, and most of the time they'll tell me they can't come because I'm small. And I say, well, okay, I'll go back to God and tell him what you said. And they look at me like I am off my last rocker. I mean business. I went to God and asked God, who shall I call? Who gonna benefit the people? Did you hear what I'm saying? Not nothing to satisfy my pocketbook. But who gonna satisfy the people? Huh? They are what they need. What do my people need at this hour? I want to find somebody to come to the church to speak to them that's going to help build them up. And that is the way I believe in doing. Not nothing just tickle their ears. It sounds good. Oh, it sounds so good. You know, that sounds real good. But are you safe? I cause a lot of disturbance to a lot of preachers, I'm going to tell you. Because I sit there and I listen to them. I say, okay, go ahead on, preach. And when they finish, I say, can I speak to you a few minutes privately? And I tell them what I see. You see? You're not leaving here the way you came. If you're going to preach here, you ain't got to wonder. We looking for holiness. We're looking for someone that can really help the people stand in the time of a storm. Do you get the picture here? Not something tickle your ears, make you feel good for a few minutes. By the time you get out the door, you back the way you were. That means my preaching would have been in vain, huh? Yours too. See what I'm saying? Why you want to build up the uncertain things in their lives? Don't you want them to be positive about what God is doing and will do? Do you get it? See what I'm saying? This is all we're trying to get, huh? Know that he's there. Know that he'll be there no matter what come up. No matter how bad it is. And believe me, it's some demons walking around out there in the street. And they ain't no one color either. They all colors. Ain't no one race of people. They all races. Got some demons walking down in these streets today. They start to shoot you, then they look at you. If you're old, they're going to beat you up and try to take your money, not knowing that the old people trying to make it just like them. They ain't got no money because the government don't give them nothing to live on, Holly. And you want to beat them up and take their 2 cents from them. See? Uncertainty. Used to be respect. Used to love your grandmama. Now they grandchildren beating up the grandmama that had to take care of you because your mama out there on drugs.
Come on now.
Uncertainties. Mm. Do you see what I'm talking about today? Mm. That's why we're continuing in this message, because this is what we're living in at this hour. Nothing is established that you can put your thing on and say, well, I'm going back to my job and I know if I got my job. Those jobs not holding either. Ain't nothing steady there. Nothing is steady but the word of God. See? Only thing that you can depend on is the word of God. And I tried to tell a friend of mine that. I guess they my friend. I tried to tell a friend of mine that. I said, listen. They got a little upset with me. I said, but listen, the only thing that's steady, you need to get the word of God. Now, he's going to take care of all your needs, your wants, and your desires. But you're going to have to give him something in return. And that is, give him your time. Turn your thoughts upon him. That means when you turn your eyes upon him, that means your head is turned that way, so therefore your thoughts are that way. You can see. Hello. Did you get it? You can see that. You couldn't see before, but you can see that. But don't look for God to pour out all his blessing upon you and you don't give him none of your time. You don't look to him for nothing. You don't trust him for nothing. You don't even believe that he is real. You don't believe he came and he died for you, suffered and died for you. And he rose up again. He rose up on the third day. You don't even believe that. Somewhere down the line, I don't know who. Well, yes, you do. Somebody painted a picture of Jesus with blue eyes, and some people believe that's Jesus because they think all blue-eyed people is of God. You ever seen them people? That's some crazy people out there. If you've been in this world, like I've been in this world and dealing with so many different types of people because I was curious, I am a curious person. What make you tick? Your why? I want to know your why. Why are you like that? Do you think God made you superior above somebody else? Remember now, the first man was Adam. And Adam was the superior person at that time because he was the only one. Come on, talk. Hello. See, all the uncertainties in life, you want to put this one with your race of people. You from over yonder, and I'm up from over there. You bit better than the yonder people, over there, you're better than the yonder people. Them yonder people over there, they ain't no good. You know how we say the ghetto people ain't no good. You know what we say.
What good can come out of
here? See, that's like they said about Jesus. What good can come out of Nazareth? What good? Well, it's plenty good can come out of a bad situation.
Yeah.
God is the only one that controls the thing. See? He say who should go up and who should come down. You didn't know that, did you? So now, would you come on and give your life to the Lord? Would you come on and change your partner? Get rid of, why do you think, when these two people get together, they the same sex, they got all kind of confused things. I'm like, well, I won't have no confusion like I would if I was with a man or with a woman. They still human and they going to still do the same mess. If they were violent, the other one, they going to be violent with you too. See, uncertain things cause you to do what? Fall into wickedness. Let's put it that way. Fall into wickedness. And when you fall into wickedness, you begin to do all kind of crazy things. What I mean? Crazy things. Hurt people. Kill people. The devil tell you, shoot them. You got a gun. And you shoot them for no reason. See, go knock that old lady down. She ain't going to be able to stand up. Now, why you don't go get over there and get that big old bully over there that you've been running from? Now, why you don't go over there and knock him down? But you want to go over here and knock this old man that can't hardly walk and can't see. Because you a bully yourself. See? You have nobody, no certain person in your life to love you. Your mama gone fishing somewhere, never came back. Your daddy left too. You left with grandmama. Grandmama trying to give you some stability. You don't want stability. You want to do what you want to do because you see the rest of the children doing what they want. But they ain't got no grandmama to love them. They ain't got nobody there watching out for them and want the best for them. But you want to kill and beat up your grandmama. They come to me, I said, don't y'all try it. My grandchildren got kind of rebellious one day. I said, you can play like you're crazy if you want to, but I'm going to be crazier than you are. I said, because I don't play that. See, I'm the one housing you. I'm the one taking care of you. And you going to go crazy on me? Not this one here. I said, you can just pack your little stuff up and go on about your business. See, you don't want to, you scared of them. When they know you scared of them, they'll do anything. But they'll tell you right now, my grandmama crazy. That's what they say about me. I don't care. I don't mind. Yep, sure is. Definitely is. Okay? But I'm not uncertain about who I am. I'm not uncertain about the God I serve because God is going to take care of me. If you put your hand up there on me, you may lose it. I'm not uncertain about these things. I know God going to be there. He's always been there. Whenever trouble arises in my life, he's been there, and he'll do it for you. That's why I can be sure about telling you that you can make it if you want to. Now, if you don't want to, you won't let somebody push you around all the time. Now, there's got to come the time you say, now, look, enough is enough. We ain't going no further. See, it don't matter how big they are, how strong muscle or built they are. Don't mind about that. You know what I asked somebody when they would try to show me their muscles up and talk about what they could do to me? I got me a pair of scissors and a knife, and I said, now, come on, let me see, can you handle these? That's all. I just say, can you handle a knife? Can you handle a scissors? Hello. And you know they left me alone. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm talking about? When you know that you know that you know that you know that you know Jesus Christ, and you know that he's by your side and he's always there protecting you, you don't have to fear what man can do to you. Because one thing, one or two things, God either going to raise you up or he's going to put his angels right in charge in front of you and protect you from the bullet or protect you from whatever they trying to hit you with, slanging or whatever they're doing. God got more ammunition, what the one called itself making it. He got more ammunition because his angels are always ready. Why? Because we walk with goodness and mercy every day. Those angels are always with us. Now, if you don't want to believe it, well, now you're in trouble. But when the enemy come in against you, you got something for them. They can't beat God's angels. They can't beat God's angels. Don't you know that? I'm just trying to tell you. Praise God. But God is always, what, waiting for you to look unto him, the author and finisher of your faith. You see, he is there waiting for you. He wants you to have faith in him, not faith in the boogeyman. Okay. Have faith in God. Now, the boogeyman ought to be scared of God, don't you think? Because he the one, if there's a boogeyman, I don't know what the boogeyman look like, but you know, if there's a boogeyman, hey, he ought to be scared of God because God is the one made him, didn't want him to be. Somebody's mind came up with him, didn't it? So what do we have? Faith in God today. Faith in him. In a world of uncertainties, no matter where it is, what it is, or how it comes, you have a Savior. You have the Lord Jesus Christ. He is your advocate. He will always be there by your side, waiting patiently in line just for you. Because you are special. Here we go. Pass the ship.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter this morning. And, you know, when she was talking about recognize an opportunity And you ask the question, recognize, how can you recognize something? You know, when we see people say, oh, I recognize this person. Oh, I recognize this place. Well, you identify the place, you acknowledge. So in order to walk into opportunity, you have to first recognize, identify what this problem is. You have to identify what's going on. And then you, woman God was talking about that in this day and time, a lot of people don't want to see clearly. They want to, like you'll say, they want to go into regression, into a less safe, you know, threatening environment. But God wants his people to know, to see, open your eyes to see what's going on all around you. And even though these things are going all around you, he wants us not to walk in the spirit of fear, knowing that he already told us about everything that is shall come to pass. And we have to know that today, that God is the source. God is the one. It doesn't matter. I mean, when I say it doesn't matter, yes, the word already told us we will go through trials and tribulation. And because he already told us that we're going to go through, you must come to that place that you know that that's what the word of God says. He told us we're going to go through. And then when we go into the word of God, we realize that the disciple Jesus went through, the disciple went through. If you talk to people in the ministry, you'll find out that they went through testing in God too. And you say, well, God said he don't tempt nobody. He doesn't tempt no one. But he allowed you to go through the process. Why? Because he has to make us and mold us and grow us up and cause us to stand even in the midst of our enemy. And I'm reminded, he said, yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Cool. Because thou art with me, thy rock and thy staff, they comfort me. His rock and his staff, the rod and the staff, they comfort me. And you know, God let us know, he'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. And even when you don't know what to do, and even when you say, God, I need your help, according to 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, verse 12. And when the questions were asked, like, well, we have no might against this great company. So we have no, we don't even have the strength, God, to fight this battle. We don't even have the strength, God, to go through what's happening right now. But we know that you got the strength. My strength is not in my ability or what I know, but my strength is in you. Because you are the one that's going to bring us through. You are the one that's going to teach us the way. You're the one that's going to give us the instruction for us to follow in order to become overcomer in this time. So in this time, you can't even go by your intellect, but you need God in your life. It's only God that can help you. You say, well, it's easy for you to say, nothing is easy in this world. You got to understand, everybody goes through trials. Everybody goes through temptation. Everybody goes through situations in their life. But what do you do when you go through? What do you do? Do you just bail out? Do you go and have a temper tantrum? Do you get the bottle? Or you know how babies, we give the baby the bottle to pacify them? But God allow us, each and every one of us, to go through. Everyone that called the name of the Lord Jesus Christ went through some kind of trial, some kind of test. There's nobody around you that cannot testify or identify that they went through people being talked about. They went through being hated. They went through different things in them. When they went through it, the test is, how do you respond to it? When you are a baby, you respond like a baby. When you are a toddler, you may hit back. When you're a teenager, you're quick with their mouth. When you start growing into maturity, then the God starts feeding you a little bit and let you know you cannot do it this way. We don't have the strength, God. None of us have the strength. But we know a man that has his all power today, and his name is Jesus. We serve a God that he promised he'll never leave us nor forsake us. We have a God that said, I am the God that healeth thee. And then this morning, God, a word that came to me, that God said, you know what? When in the scripture, it talks about when someone is walking into the spirit of sickness, right? And when God healed them, he told them, go show yourself, right? But don't sin no more. But then we forgot something. Yes, we pray for people. But do we tell them, don't sin no more? You said, what you talking about? Now, God tell you, the doctor tell you, keep off the sugar, keep off the salt, keep off this, the potato chips, the candy, or the burgers, whatever they tell you. And because it's doing something to you, right? And you go in the prayer line, and God used the person of God to you, stretch out their hand, and God healed you, and everything get lined up in your body. They should tell you, don't go back and sin no more. Don't sin no more. Don't go back into what you did to cause your body to be in this condition. But a lot of times, we don't look at it like that. He's telling them, don't sin no more, right? In other words, God gave us the instructions. He tells us what we should do, what we should eat, what we should drink, and what we shouldn't. But a lot of times, he heals us. He works it out for you. He come through one more time. And yes, we serve a mighty God. But we got to also remember, he'll tell you, don't sin no more. Don't go do that thing anymore. And God wants us to know that. What it is we have to do in this COVID-19. If they tell you to drink a lot more water, drink the water. If they're telling you, keep off from the starch, break your starch down. Why? Because God wants to do a work in your system. He wants to work, build up your immunity. But if you don't want to listen to the instructions, what can he do? He will not go over man's will. But he will send a word. I remember years ago, the woman of God gave my husband a word. God said, come off the Pepsi. Now, Pepsi was like a drug to him. He loved himself a Pepsi, and that was a struggle for my husband to come off. He loved himself that Pepsi. But then the word came of God to him saying, God said, it's time now for you to stop drinking this because something is going on in your body. And see, God loved us so much, he sent a warning ahead of time. Just to do what? To bring your body back into function. That long, you may have what? Longevity, long life. He cares about you. He cares about what's going on right now in this world. He cares about your body. He cares about your mind. He cares about you today. And when he sends the word, we have to take the word and apply the word. Now, did it happen overnight with the Pepsi? No. He started breaking it down, stopped drinking all that Pepsi all day. Until he started breaking it down slowly until he didn't do Pepsi no more. And that's what God do. It may not be Pepsi for you, but it may be something else. What you gonna do? God is speaking to his people right now. He wants us to come into a place where he reached out above all things that we be prosperous and be in good health as our soul. So he wants you to be prosperous in faith and also in health. So let us apply all the word of the Lord today. And then when we go back to Second Chronicles, the question is, God, will thou not judge them? And we ask the question today, what's going on in this world, oh God? Will you not judge them? But when I look at the word them, you want to make sure you're not them too. You want to make sure you're covered under the shadow of his wing. You want to make sure you're in right standing with God. And not professing something and not doing it or living it or making it manifest in you. Today is the day we are in. We want to make sure what? We're in good standing with God. We're in the right place in God. We want him to do what? We want our eyes to be on him, what he says, that we may hear, have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. And not just ears to hear, but also do it. And God, let me hear clearly today. Let me hear clearly that I may repeat it exactly the way I heard what you said. A lot of times people getting in trouble in the place of God, they're getting in trouble because they're saying things what? You're repeating things the wrong way. And you wonder, God, what the enemy is letting people hear the opposite. What's going on? We know that he comes to do what? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. But God let us know. He come that we may have life and that more abundantly. And he asked the question, when you're going through this, you got to depend on God. What can we do, God? A lot of things are coming up against me right now. But how are they increased that trouble me? They increase, God, that trouble me. And they rise up against me, God. And they say there is no hope for me, oh God. But you know what, God? Not because they're saying it, you allow their words to come into manifestation. But you let me know that I am victorious this day. That the battle is not mine, but it belongs to you. But if I call my peace, you'll fight the battle for me. And what the enemy meant for my bad, you turn it around for my good. Lord, I thank you this day. I tell you, the enemy is so busy that people don't mind lying. People don't mind faking moves and saying things that is totally wrong. But you know what today? God is such a good God. God is a good God today. He'll let the truth come out. He'll expose. Everything is being exposed right now. He's pulling the cover. He's pulling the cover right now. Things that is done in secret, he's putting it to the opening right now. And even in a place where people are losing their jobs, I tell you, you really got to pray for the ones that are still working. Because the enemy, he don't care. Like the woman of God was saying, it's true, they don't care. They don't care. They know they test positive, and they'll come in the store 10 times. Why? That devil tell them to spread their germs. And they know they're supposed to wear a mask. They walk in the store without the mask. You got to pray and ask God. Say, God, I need you to cover me. I reminded a long time ago we had got a teaching on Noah's Ark. the ark of safety. And we need God to be our ark of safety today. Just like he kept Noah and his family, you need God to keep you and your family and your extended family. Our family don't necessarily have to be our bloodline people all the time, y'all, but people that you associate with. God is able to do all those things. So we have to, what, trust in him today. Lean not to my own understanding or your own understanding this day. But in all your way, acknowledge him. Acknowledge God today. And then Psalm 32:7 says, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Imagine that. Thou art what? My hiding place. He shall preserve me from trouble. He shall cover me, y'all. And when he cover me, I tell you, I'm truly covered. Today, are you covered under the blood of Jesus? You know we need to be covered. In this day and age, your physical home needs to be covered under the blood of Jesus. It needs to be covered under the blood of Jesus. When you walk, the blood needs to be on your forehead. That yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. It don't matter. And I tell you, I'm reminded some of the testimony that the Apostle Porter gave us long time ago when she was up in Kentucky, and how when her husband came to the meeting, that meeting, and he wanted to do damage on his wife, how God covered that woman. He couldn't see her. And he, you know what? It got to be God. Got to have to, this in this 2020 and going forward, he got to hide us. Hide us, they don't see you, because you're covered under the blood of Jesus. So today, remember, you don't have the strength, God do. You don't know what to do, God knows what to do. You need an answer today? Fall on your knees and cry out to God. Chaos in your home, know that God is the answer today. You need peace? Peace comes from God. Peace comes from God. He is the Prince of Peace. So you ask the Prince of Peace to come into your heart so you can have peace, and peace may reign in your home. So today, take authority of everything that is not like God. And you cancel. You may want to get radical. It's okay. Open your front door and tell the devil, you got to go today. Get out my house today. You got to go. Peace is going to reign in this house. The world is not in peace, but peace will reign here. Why? Because the Prince of Peace lives in this house. So today, be encouraged and remember, when you don't have might, know that God, he's the one that can work it out for you. Know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He's able to bring you through. So let the peace of God reign in your heart. Be blessed.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for that awesome word coming forth today from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. The world that we live in, the uncertainty that we're living in this world today. But you know what? Trust in God. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 480-660-2316. Again, that's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I tell you, God, you are so good. I thank you, Lord. So, you know, if you missed this broadcast today, you can share it with a friend. And you can tell them they can go on our Facebook page at Logian International Ministries and click on that link for Blog Talk Radio. You can click on any one of those links and hear that broadcast for that day. We serve an awesome and powerful God. Today, trust in God and know there is certainty in God. In all that you do, trust in God. So, again, every Wednesday and Thursday, we have Blog Talk Radio. Share it with a friend. Write that number down. Text that number to a friend. Or just go ahead and just give them our Facebook page and tell them to click on that link. Every Friday night, we have the Will and Walls Prayer Conference line. That calling number is 480-660-2316, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way.
That's when things
start happening.
I stopped looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. And oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As soon as I stop worrying, worrying how the story ends,
I can let go.
I let go and
I can let God. Let him have,
let God have
his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.